The city of Fort Myers held a workshop this week to inform residents about what kind of testing will be done on a dump site in a predominantly black neighborhood. Back in the 60s, the city dumped a byproduct from a water treatment plant in an empty lot in the neighborhood known as Dunbar. For decades, the city did not tell residents what that byproduct was. It included arsenic. WGCU's Quincy Walters reports.
Welcome to the South Street Environmental Assessment Public Information Workshop. There's a lot of information to go over, so let's get started.
Attending the workshop was a lot like going to an amusement park. People were put in a holding room where a narrator with a booming voice gave some history.
In 1962, over 50 years ago, the city agreed to purchase the South Street property to be used for lime sludge disposal.
The presentation gave a mutually agreed definition of lime sludge by the city of Fort Myers and by the Florida Department of Environmental Protection. They define it as a byproduct of the lime softening water treatment process. Lime is added to water to reduce hardness and reduce chemicals like calcium, magnesium, and arsenic.
Lime sludge from water treatment plants is often applied on farm fields where the soil pH is too low, thereby enhancing plant growth.
However, the city purchased that vacant lot on South Street in Dunbar and opted to dump the sludge there. Different generations of kids played on that lot purchased by the city to hold 25,000 cubic yards of lime sludge. People have wells that could have been affected by the water that ran off from the lot. The concern is that people ingested and touched whatever chemical byproduct was there. Now the city wants to find out exactly what was in that byproduct. At the workshop this week, there was another room with a sort of information petting zoo about the dumping. There were tables with maps of where the dumping happened, tables with documents related to the site from the Florida DEP, and tables with tools used to test the water and soil at the dump site. Residents were given comment forms to submit. Teresa Hamilton filled one out. She says she lives right across the street from the dump site.
My grandbaby used to play over there, and she came down sick, and now she uses a breathing machine. And I have to keep other kids from playing over there because from all the years I've been raised in that area, they always told me it was a sinkhole. When it rained over there, it's a loud odor from a loud smell from over there when it rains over there.
She says the city had decades to stop dumping, but it didn't, and she has a theory about that.
It's the black neighborhood. They don't care nothing about the black neighborhood.
Fellow Dunbar resident Willie Chatters, who's lived there since the 60s, wouldn't necessarily say that's the reason why. He thinks it has to do with population volume rather than demographic.
I guess a lot of people wasn't living there at the time, you know, and then people started to build up, you know. But even if when people started to build up, maybe they should have told somebody about it, you know, because you know, I'm pretty sure a lot of people wouldn't have built there, you know, if there was a problem, you know. But
dumping started in the 60s, and there's no record of when the city stopped. However, in 1993, the city built a new water treatment plant which no longer produced lime sludge. Geologist Scott McManus was at the workshop to explain the equipment that'll be used to test the dump site.
What we have here is a OVA, or PID meter. This is used to sniff soil. It takes readings of volatile organics that are in the soil.
McManus says a geologist's role is to test the water and soil and to determine what the environmental impacts have been. Gary Meyer with the Florida Department of Environmental Protection says lime sludge is not considered a significant risk to humans.
The assessment that's being conducted now will provide very good scientific information, and part of the assessment that's in progress is to determine exactly what risks there were, both historical and going forward.
In addition to the geological tests, the city is also seeking permission to test the wells of people who live within a quarter mile of where the lime sludge was dumped. Citizens have until August 15th to submit comments. Testing won't begin until after those comments are reviewed. But Teresa Hamilton, the Dunbar resident who says she lives across the street from the dumping site, says whatever the results may be, it's too little, too late. Quincy Walters, WGCU News.